Hey friends, just a quick reminder to you guys that the Easter promotion of financial coaching is happening right now. So if you want to book a coaching session with me, this is the time because you'll get around 30% off from regular prices. So do reach out to me. As you know, it is so important to have your financial situation in check. And I'm not just talking about debt management. I'm talking about organizing your finances, saving up money, knowing what making money means from a biblical point of view, having the right kind of systems in place to help you adopt better money habits, as well as implement the money mindset and money beliefs that we find from the Bible. All these things you can learn in the coaching session, as well as much more, because it's so evident, my friends, for our moonshot dreams, for the dreams that we live that are so amazing. All of these things usually need money. So I want to help you get there. I want to help you get rid of debt. I want to help you save up. I want to help you invest your money and use it to please and serve God as well as all his other children. So for that, I offer this coaching session. The coaching session is called Jumpstart Coaching Session. I help you jumpstart your wealth creation journey. It's a 30-minute coaching session, as I said. It's super affordable, $97. Before Easter, if you reach out to me before Easter, that's the 31st of March, 2024, the Easter promotion is going on. So run, hurry, don't miss out on this opportunity. And this is how it will work. We'll look at your current situation, the financial situation you're in, your current circumstances. We'll come up with realistic goals to make progress in your personal finance. So we look at things like goal setting, finding the time and space, as well as understanding the opportunities to create more money and income streams. So this is one part of what we look at. We also look at the four pillars of finance, like debt management, investment, and so on. And we define realistic goals that will improve your financial situation over time. And I will not just leave you with the promise that the situation will improve. We will also set up a simple system that monitors your progress and that will help you to implement sustainable, biblically sound, and a healthy personal financial system. You will walk away from the coaching session with a step-by-step plan, including realistic first steps that match your current situation. So I'm not going to give you a one-size-fits-all sort of template that you will have to somehow grapple with, but I will sit this thing through with you. I will walk this thing through with you, and we will come up with a plan that matches your abilities of how much time you can invest, of how much money you have to start with, what your goals are, as well as where you stand knowledge-wise with what kind of financial background or financial educational background you have. So I'm going to make this super easy for you, as well as fun to implement. If you want to book a coaching session with me, you can reach me, send me an email. Support@moonshot-entrepreneur.com is the email address. And when you do, we will set up a time slot to do the coaching over Zoom. You do not have to travel for the coaching session. And at the end of the coaching session, you also get to keep the material, the video, the audio session, everything. So I really look forward to working with you, because I believe that it's so important that we work on our money mindset, as well as on creating more wealth, because there is so much good that we can do by doing that. It's not just about, you know, affording to pay your bills or being able to afford a car or a house or a college fund or retirement. It's about so much more. It's about how you can use your resources, the intelligence God has given you, the creativity God has given you, and the really unique opportunities to come up with a plan to help others. Because money usually comes from serving others. It doesn't, I mean, of course, you could also hold up a store or sell drugs. But this is not what we want to do, right? The right way, the biblical way of getting money is when you work for it, when you have served other people, then you get to keep money or you get to make money. Right. When you build something nice, a piece of furniture and sell it, you are making money. By the way, it's so interesting to me. Do you sometimes think about the fact that Jesus used to work in his father's, like earthly father's or adoptive father's carpentry store? He worked as a carpenter. He was familiar with working. It isn't that Jesus was just, you know, living on other people's cost. He was familiar with working. He was familiar with what it means to have to provide for a family as the eldest son of that family. And also, while he was doing ministry, there were many people who funded that ministry. Where did all that money come from? I mean, he had 12 disciples. And it wasn't like that he was multiplying food every day. Yes, there were specific situations where he had done that for the wider community, but he didn't do that as a standard thing to feed himself and his disciples. He also had to rely on other people who would fund money into the ministry in different ways. And there were actually many women who did that. So we always need to remember that. And also in the Old Testament, there are some really generous people. There were women who opened up their homes to churches and who were also providing food and drink during those sessions. So all that needed money, all that needed generosity on people's part and hospitality. There's also in the Bible the example of Lydia, I think is her name, a purple cloth dealer who was very rich, but who eventually came to Christ, who came to believe in Christ, and who offered some of her funds for the ministry. So we should never forget that generosity can come from different places. Yes, you can also be generous if you just own two mites, but generosity also comes from people who have much and who give much. So since God has given you a brain, since God has given you opportunities, the ability to learn, the ability to understand difficult concepts, you also have the ability to understand money. We understand much more difficult things on a day-to-day basis than money. Most people, you know, they learn something. Do you think neurosurgery is more difficult or handling money is more difficult? Probably handling money is more difficult for most people, but the complexity of money is not as much as neurosurgery. Same thing goes if you are a teacher of chemistry. Yes, chemistry is tough and handling money can be tough, but money is less complex than chemistry. So this is really what we have to understand. Sometimes we make out money to be this thing that we cannot master, but that's not true. And this is what I'm going to teach you during the financial coaching session. So reach out to me. As I said, an Easter promotion is going on and I would love to give you 30% off. So make use of this time come and do this coaching session with me. And I promise you that your financial wealth will change forever and for the better if you apply these principles that I'm going to teach you during the coaching session. I can't wait to work with you. Do reach out to me. Until that time, stay wrapped up in Christ's love, my friends. Real quick before you go, if this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving me a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. I seriously am lit up every time I hear from you guys. So if this show has impacted your life in some way, just let me know about it. And here's the second thing you can do. Take a screenshot of this episode or of your review and go share it over on Facebook and tag me. God bless as you dare to make the change.